You know, as a sports fan, I really love this time of year. We just had March Madness finish up. The NBA playoffs start tonight. Let's go Rockets. Last week, we had the Masters Championship going on. Baseball season's underway. It's just a fun time to be a sports fan. I was thinking about all of the cool things that in sports that they win when they're the champion. You know, they get a cool metal trophy with a ball on the top, or they get a green jacket, or they get to cut down the nets. But my friends, none of those victories are as impressive and awesome as the victory that we celebrate today. Our Lord Jesus says for us today, I have won the greatest victory of all time. I conquered death and I conquered sin. And the Lord did that for us. He did that for us. Not so that we could win this awesome, huge, ginormous ring that these teams are winning when they win a championship. Not so they can wear a green jacket. But so that we can wear the crown of glory. The promise of everlasting life. And so my friends, we come together. We come together because we are filled with joy. The prayers of the Mass today are all about being excited and rejoicing in this victory of sin and death. Our Lord Jesus has conquered that for us because He loves. And the interesting thing that happens, I think, as Christians is a lot of times we come to church, we come to Mass, and we're like, oh, we got to get there. Oh, the kids are being hard. It's hard to hold on to the kids today. Some parents I know have like this hour-long wrestling match with their kids. And sometimes you're getting out of bed and you're just feeling achy, or you're feeling down, or you're feeling sick. But we come here so that we can experience joy. The joy that we won't be able to find anywhere else. The joy that our Lord gives us because He has conquered sin and death. Because He gives us the promise of everlasting life. He gives us the reward of eternity. And so we come before the Lord because we want to be filled with the same joy. We want to be filled with the joy knowing that our Lord has conquered all things for us. And we come together before the Lord every week. If we can, we come before the Lord and we bring all of our pain and our sorrow and our struggles and our suffering and our illness and our ailments and the difficulties that we have in our relationships, and we bring them here to the Lord. We come to Him at church and say, Lord, I need Your help. And hopefully this experience of the sacred mysteries, this experience of the resurrection, gives us hope and it gives us joy. And what the Lord does is He gathers all of our prayers. He gathers all of our struggles together and He takes them to Himself. He carries them like He does on the cross. He carries all of those burdens that we have. And then He transforms them and then He returns them to us. And He gives us the promise of hope, the promise of love. He gives us the promise of salvation, which gives us great joy. In the Gospel today, we hear the message of the resurrection. And Mary Magdalene goes first to visit the tomb, and she realizes that the stone has been rolled away and Jesus' body is gone. Where is it? Where is He gone? And so she goes back and tells the apostles, hey guys, Jesus is gone. Somebody took Him. And then that beautiful passage of John and the beloved disciple running to the tomb, running to get there to say, I wonder what's going on. And I'm sure in the bottom of their heart, somewhere in their soul, they realize, you know, all that Jesus was saying about preparing for His death and resurrection, maybe that's what happened. Maybe He's not dead. Maybe He's coming back. And so they run to the tomb. And when they get there, their hearts are filled with joy. Because they know that the Lord has conquered sin and death. And what I think is kind of a cool passage here in the story, we kind of might miss it if we're not paying close attention, is the kind of the foot race that goes on, like between John, the beloved disciple John, and Peter. And John gets there first and he looks in and he's, I don't know where Jesus is. And then Peter gets there and maybe he's huffing and puffing. And then he goes all the way in the tomb and sees that the garments are folded up. And I've always wondered, why is it? Why is it that John beats Peter to the tomb? Is it because Peter is thinking on the way, oh no, if Jesus is back, he's going to remember that I denied Him. Like, he didn't have that conversation with Him after the death, right, on the cross. And so maybe Peter's like slowing down because he's like, I don't really know. Or maybe because the beloved disciple John is the one who kind of wrote the gospel here. And maybe he's pointing out, hey, I just want this to be in writing, I am faster than Peter. But whatever the case is, when they get to the tomb, both of them experience the joy that they can't find anywhere else. John and Peter and Mary Magdalene, they're filled with joy because they know that our Lord has conquered sin and death. And my friends, we come together before the Lord because we know that He can conquer sin and death. We know that no matter what happens in life, our God is here for us. There's no burden, there's no pain, there's no sin that's too great that He can't help us carry. And we know that as Christians, we have the promise of everlasting life. We have the promise of spending eternity with our God in heaven. Our Lord has indeed conquered sin and death. He gives us joy in our heart that we can't find anywhere else. And so we pray. We pray during this Easter season that we may be people of joy. That no matter what's going on in our lives, no matter what's happening, that our hearts are filled with this promise of hope, this promise of love. We come before the Lord because we're broken. We come before the Lord because we're lost. We feel abandoned. We feel sad. We come to the Lord because we know that He can fill our hearts, that He can change us, that He can transform us, that He can give us hope. And that's why we're here. We're here because we need a Savior. And we have the best kind of Savior because He spared nothing for us and for our salvation. So as we continue our prayers today, we ask the Lord to fill us with joy in our hearts. We ask Him to give us that peace that we won't be able to find anywhere else. We bring our sorrows and our struggles and our sadness to Him, and we know He can transform. We know that He will walk with us, and we know He loves us. We thank the Lord for His incredible victory today, His incredible victory over sin and death, and that promise of everlasting life. And may our lives be one filled with joy so that we can greet our Savior when He calls us home to the heavenly banquet of heaven.